Staying active indoors, exercises, activities. Hi there. Welcome back to Canadian Senior Moment. Yesterday we talked about beating seasonal affective disorder. Today, we're addressing another winter challenge. Staying physically active when it's too cold, icy, or dark to safely go outside. Because here's the reality. Winter in Canada can keep you housebound for weeks at a time. But your body still needs movement, for your physical health, mental well-being, and independence. Why winter inactivity hits hard? When we stop moving regularly, decline happens fast, especially for seniors. What you lose? Muscle strength, which you need for balance and daily tasks. Flexibility and range of motion. Bone density, increasing fracture risk. Cardiovascular fitness. Balance and coordination, mental sharpness and mood stability. Just 2 to 3 weeks of inactivity can significantly reduce strength and endurance. By spring, you might struggle with activities that were easy last fall. The good news? You can maintain fitness indoors without equipment, gym memberships, or much space. The bare minimum that makes a difference. You don't need to become an indoor athlete. Consistency matters more than intensity. Aim for 20-30 minutes of movement daily. Mix of cardio, strength, and balance. Something is always better than nothing. Even 10 minutes on days you're not feeling great is worthwhile. Indoor cardio, no equipment needed. Chair marching. Sit in a sturdy chair and march your feet up and down. Start with 5 minutes, work up to 15 to 20. Swing your arms to increase intensity. Stair climbing. If you have stairs, use them. Up and down 5 to 10 times counts as cardio. Hold the railing for safety. Walking laps indoors. Loop through your rooms. It feels silly, but 20 minutes of indoor walking adds up. Put on music or an audiobook. Dancing. Put on your favorite music and move. No rules, no judgment. It's cardio. It lifts your mood, and it's fun. Step-ups. Use a sturdy, low step or platform. Step up with one foot, then the other. Step down. Repeat 10 to 15 times per leg. Strength training. Using what you have. You don't need weights. Household items work fine. Water bottles or canned goods work as light hand weights for arm exercises. Chairs are perfect for chair squats. Sit and stand repeatedly. 10 to 15 times. Tricep dips, hands on seat, lower and raise your body. Seated leg lifts, extend one leg, hold, lower, repeat. Wall push-ups. Stand arms length from a wall. Place hands flat on it. Bend elbows to bring chest toward wall. Push back. Easier than floor push-ups, still effective. Counter push-ups. Same concept. Using your kitchen counter for more resistance than walls. Balance exercises, preventing falls. These might be the most important for seniors. Single leg stands. Hold the counter. Lift one foot slightly off the ground. Hold for 10 to 30 seconds. Switch legs. Work up to doing it without holding on. Heel to toe walking. Walk in a straight line, placing your heel directly in front of your toes. Like walking a tightrope, standing from seated without hands. Sit in a chair, stand up without using your hands. Sit back down, repeat 5 to 10 times. Flexibility and stretching. Stiff joints and tight muscles make everything harder and increase injury risk. Daily stretching routine, 10 to 15 minutes, neck rolls, gentle circles. Shoulder rolls, forward and back. Arm reaches, overhead, across body. Seated forward fold, reach toward toes. Cat-cow stretches, if comfortable on hands and knees. Ankle circles, gentle spinal twists. Hold each stretch for 20 to 30 seconds. Never bounce. Stop if anything hurts. Online resources that actually help. YouTube channels for seniors. Elderly fall prevention, balance and strength. Senior Fitness with Meredith, Gentle Seated Exercises. HASFIT Seniors, Varied Workouts by Difficulty Level. Search chair exercises for seniors or senior yoga, and you'll find hundreds of free options. Indoor activities that count as exercise. Movement doesn't have to look like exercise. Housework counts. Vacuuming, cardio and strength. Washing floors, cardio, strength, stretching. Making beds, stretching and movement. Putting away laundry, stairs, stretching, walking. Active hobbies. Dancing while cooking. Standing while on the phone instead of sitting. Taking TV commercial breaks to walk or stretch. Playing active video games. Yes, really, some are designed for seniors. Mall walking, when weather permits travel. Many Canadian malls open early for walkers. It's climate controlled, flat, well lit, and social. Benefits. Safe surfaces, no ice. Washrooms available. Social atmosphere. Window shopping keeps it interesting. Often free coffee meetups afterward. Community centers and senior programs. Many offer indoor winter programs. Chair yoga or gentle yoga. Tai Chi, excellent for balance. Aquafit, if they have pools. Walking groups, indoor tracks. Stretching and strength classes. Cost is usually minimal. It adds social connection to physical activity, double benefit. The movement snack approach. Can't manage 30 continuous minutes? Break it up. 10 minutes of marching while making breakfast. 10 minutes of stretching mid-morning. 10 minutes of strength exercises before dinner. 3 10-minute sessions equal 1 30-minute workout. Your body doesn't know the difference. When physical limitations are real, if mobility is significantly limited, seated exercises are legitimate exercise. Arm movements, seated marching, chair yoga, all beneficial. Do what you can do. Even small movements maintain function better than no movement. Consult a physiotherapist. Many offer virtual appointments and can design safe programs for your specific limitations. Our shared wisdom. What's your go-to indoor exercise or activity during winter? Do you have a favorite YouTube channel or routine that keeps you moving? What helps you stay motivated when it's dark and cold outside? Tomorrow in part 3, we'll explore immune health during cold and flu season, practical, science-backed strategies to reduce your risk of getting sick and recover faster if you do. Until then, get moving. Even if it's just marching in place for 5 minutes. Your body will thank you. Warmly, Bill and Marilyn. Founders of Canadian Senior Moment.